I'd like to start this morning with a story from Ajahn Brahm's book, Who Ordered This Truckload of Dung? And the story's titled, When All My Wishes Were Fulfilled. In my tradition, monks aren't allowed to accept, own, or handle any money, whatever its kind. We are so poor that we mess up government statistics. We live frugally on the unsolicited simple gifts from our lay supporters. However, infrequently we may be offered something special. I had helped a Thai man with a personal problem. Out of gratitude, he said to me, "Sir, I would like to give you something for personal use. What can I get you for the amount of 500 baht?" It was usual to quote the amount when making such an offering to avoid any misunderstanding. Since I couldn't think what I wanted straight away and he was in a hurry, we agreed that I could tell him the next day when he returned. Before this occurred, I was a happy little monk. Now I started to contemplate what I wanted. I made a list. The list grew. Soon 500 baht wasn't enough. But it was so difficult to take anything off the list. Wants had appeared out of nowhere and solidified into absolute necessities. And the list kept growing. Now 5,000 baht wasn't sufficient. Seeing what was happening, I threw my wish list away. The next day, I told my benefactor to give the 500 baht to the monastery building fund or some other good cause. I didn't want it. What I wanted most of all was to regain the rare contentment I had had the day before, when I had no money nor the means to get anything. That was the time when all my wishes were fulfilled. Wanting has no end to it. Even 1 billion baht isn't enough, nor $1 billion. But freedom from wanting has an end. It is when you want for nothing. Contentment is the only time you have enough. The Buddha called contentment the greatest wealth that one can have. And I would say that it emerges from our ability to receive this moment's gift, whatever it is. The Zen teacher, Susan Murphy from Australia says, accept all offers. And it's pointing to this quality of receptivity that terminates in contentment. The absence of wanting something different. So by turning towards wanting, towards desire, just as Ajahn Brahm did, we're training our hearts in a deeper kind of happiness than satisfying our wants. We're training our heart and mind in contentment. We're training our hearts and minds in rest. Perhaps our deepest wish. And what we find when we rest in this present moment is that it is abundant. We find what we need right here, right now, in whatever manifestation of life chooses to arise. And we find a sense of nourishment in this resting in the present moment. Susan Murphy says, in a paragraph I read just this morning, attention is the end of thinking you're living. Not seeking anything called enlightenment, attention itself enlightens each moment, with each thing being here in its own right, complete. Such attention is not simple to master, yet it is already alive in you. Be guided by the countless stray moments in any given day in which, if you notice, the burden of self just slips off and you can be totally contented with the feeling of a pebble in your hand, the sound of water, the look of the sky, shadows moving in the light. The fullness of empty reality is always on offer. This contentment arises from continually relaxing back from wanting anything from our practice. Resting back, relaxing back, receiving whatever is on offer. And when wanting arises, we receive that too as the present moment experience with attention, with curiosity. Let me end with a poem by Mae Sarton. Beyond the question, I. The Phoebe sits on her nest hour after hour, day after day, waiting for life to burst out from under her warmth. Can I weave a nest for silence? Weave it out of listening, listening, layer upon layer. But one must first become small, nothing but a presence, attentive as a nesting bird, proffering no slightest wish, no tendril of a wish toward anything that might happen or be given. Only the warm, faithful waiting, contained in one's smallness, beyond the question, the silence, before the answer. The silence.